There's no getting around it. This isn't your dad's college basketball. Heck, it might not even be your older brother's college basketball. Player movement is at an all-time high, and UNC's roster this coming season paints a stunning picture. 12 of the Tar Heels' 16 players were not on the team last year. Of those four returners, only two are scholarship players. And of those two, only one has started a game. That one is UNC's last connection to what appears to be a bygone era of college basketball. Because once Seth Trimble plays out his senior year as a Tar Heel this spring, how many more will follow? Who else will stay 4 years at one program, often battling roster log jams and frustrating usage along the way? Of course, Trimble did enter the transfer portal following his sophomore season, but the Tar Heel legacy kid, the younger brother of former UNC standout J.P. Tokoto, found he couldn't bear the thought of not being in Chapel Hill. A year later, the little brother is now the face of the program, a de facto team captain for a Tar Heel team built almost from scratch. However daunting that prospect is, Trimble said it's nothing new for him.
I've always seen myself as a leader in high school. I was always the guy who pushed my teammates. I was always the guy who got on my teammates when needed to be, who, you know, carried my teammates when needed to be, who held them up. And that's just who I want to continue to be. It helps people. It allows people to grow when there's that leadership, and I think I'm capable of doing it.
If early reviews from Tar Heel teammates are any indication, Trimble's leadership abilities haven't waned since his days as a prep star in the Milwaukee suburbs. Here's what Arizona transfer Henry Vessar had to say.
I'll say we have a slow day at the gym. He will start clapping. He will talk. He will get everybody energized. Just on the court as well, like, he will keep everybody to a higher standard. It's kind of having like another coach on the floor.
It was Trimble who played a major role in bringing Vessar, a highly coveted 7-footer, to Chapel Hill. Trimble recalled hitting it off immediately with Vessar when the pair grabbed dinner during Vessar's visit. He did the same for all the Tar Heel transfers, essentially acting as part host, part tour guide. Now, Vessar said his fast friendship with Trimble is paying off on the court.
He's a very high-energy player on defense, offense, and he kind of just rubs off on everybody where you want to be better, because if you see him doing it, like, you can't let him down.
This is all the better for head coach Hubert Davis. With Davis entering the fifth year of what has been an up-and-down tenure, Trimble's effectiveness could very well determine Davis's job status 6 months from now. For his part, Davis didn't seem too worried about his senior guard. He echoed many of Vessar's sentiments, praising Trimble's willingness to pull together the new roster.
It feels really good to have Seth be our leader of our team, and I'm so thankful that he's here.
The emotions of the head coach are reciprocated in the player. In the tradition of UNC fan favorites like Tyler Hansbrough, Marcus Page, and Armando Bacot, Trimble exhibits a fierce gratitude to the program, which, in essence, has seen him grow up. Trimble wasn't yet 10 years old when Tokoto began his UNC career, and 13 years later, he'll enter this season as the standard bearer for his childhood team.
I mean, his university means everything to me. I'm growing up a Carolina fan. My family's growing up a Carolina fan. I've had support for all these years, and I've just been able to grow as a man. I mean, forget basketball. The young man I've became here, the lessons I've learned, like, all the experience I've been able to have, the connections I've built, you can't get all these things anywhere else. When I'm praying at night, I speak about how thankful I am for this university. It's a blessing.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.